We are learning Masechta Shkolim Daf Yudal Amar Aleph, and we are starting the last few words of Yigimel Amar Beis. It said in the Mishnah, one of the positions were Chayfer Shichim. Nechunya was the one who dug bayres, these ditches for water. So the Gemara explains, so Chayfer Shichim Ma'arais, he used to dig in the wells and the caves. Avayada, he used to know, Haydein Kaif Mekaramaya, this stone has cold water, a high den cave is based sharvuve, this one has warm water, hadhechan shavusimatin, how hot does it get? He was a very big buck in all the water. Omarab acha umes benoi batama. Incidentally, ironically, this Nechunya, his son, died from thirst, from not having enough to drink. And what was the pshat? Because he's a big tzaddik, Nechunya was a big tzaddik, but still, the Hashem is makbir al tzaddik, even the smallest little chait, he must have a small chait, and his son died for a kapara. The kasha is, it says, lo yimsu avos abana, bana lo yimsu avos, that children do not die for the chatam of the father. So there's two mahalchim, either talking about a katan will die as the father's chait, or it means even a gadol, but if not, that the father had a chait, the gadol would have been saved, even if he has his own averus. But like upon him, his son died. Ironically, his son died with Sama. Amar Chanina, man da Amar Rachman of Atrin. Anyone who says that Hashem is a vatrin, he's moichel very easily on avera. Yivatrin name oi. His stomach should get loose. A klala. Ela marach ruche. Hashem is very makbid. But marach ruche, he gives you a chance to do tshuva. But gavi day, if you don't do tshuva, he takes his einish. He collects his einish. He collects what he deserves. The Eibishter is not mevate. He's very, very big marachaf, big rachmanis. Let's do tshuva, but he's not mevate. Omar Vacha, Ksiva says in the pasuk, "Usvivav nisharam oid," and that teaches us medaktig yamam kechut asayra. That means the people who are around him, tzaddikim, Hashem is makvil them kechut asayra. Omar Rav Yosi, loy metam ezer. I have a different pasuk. Not this pasuk. Different pasuk. The Ksiva says in the pasuk, "Venoira kol svivav shemayroi ala kreivim yosei marachaykim." Venoira kol svivav means that Hashem is feared on his people who are around him. That means the people who are close to him, Hashem is more medactic than the people who are further than him. V'noira kol sviva. Talk to Maravaita. Another ma'isa about someone who worked in a certain tzarchi rabbim, and still there was a story that happened with his daughter. Rav Chagiv Shem, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, there's a ma'isa v'chassid echad. There's a ma'isa of a certain chassid. Usually in the Gemara in Bavli, ma'isa v'chassid echad means either Rav Huda ben Bava or Huda ben Mavloi. We're not sure who it was here exactly. He used to make ditches for the people who were travelers. He used to make ditches for people who went back and forth. And he did a lot of tzarchi rabim l'shma. His daughter was on her way to her chasana, and she was going over a river, and the nar washed her away. Everyone came to him, trying to menachem him on this loss. He lost his daughter. Like Kiba Aloy Misnachma, he was not Makabal Tanchumim, he was not Makabal, he couldn't be consoled. Some say Pshat is because he knew she was really alive. All Rab Pinchas Ben Yar, like deep down, his nefesh knew that she was alive. All Rab Pinchas Vyar Legabe, Ibayim Nechamtim. Rab Pinchas Vyar came to him, he wanted to be consoled. Like Kiba Aloy Nechamtim, he wasn't being consoled. I'm a lion, so he turned to the Oilam Day, he says, Deinu Chasidchan, this is your Chasid, that he doesn't, that's not a Chasid, someone who can't be consoled is not considered a Chasid. A person has to have betachin, and if you come to be Menachem, you should come consoled. Why wasn't he consoled? Amalei, I'll tell you what happened. Rebbe, this is what he did for the Tzarchi Rabbim. He dug wells, and this is what happened to him. That's why he's so inconsolable. Omar, so Pichazar said it can't be. Evsha Shay Mechabed is Bari Bamayim, Vahu Mechabchay Bamayim. It can't be that he was Mechabed, the Kodesh Baruch Bamayim, and he got an Oinus Bamayim. Mayad, Nafla Havarabir, all of a sudden they heard a coil in the ear. They heard a rumor that Baz Bita Shal Oysa Ish, that the daughter has come back from the dead. And Taka was true, she came back, she was Taka alive. Isdarmi Suchsa Isaris, some say Pshat, she grabbed onto a branch and that's how she was saved. Isdarmi Malach Yorad Kedmus Rapichas Bel Yorav Atzila. A Malach that looked like a Pichas Bel Yorav came down and saved her. The Mishnah says further, Gvinei Kruz, that the one who called out the announcement, his name was Gvinei. Sheyemacheres beBeis HaMedrash, Beis Mikdash. He used to call out the announcements of Beis Mikdash. Maya Ema, what did he used to say? Imdu kahanim la'avoida, ulevim duchanim. He said, "Agarim, stand up la'avoida, and levim go to the duchan, go to the place where you sang, where they said shira b'shas the avoida." Yisrael amadam. Yisrael also had a job. They had to say davin b'shas ma'isa. So he used to call them out. Everyone, come now la'avoida, la'duchan, la'amadam. Agrippus HaMelech Shoma Koloi at Shmoiner Parsoyus. Agrippus HaMelech won't have heard crows calling his announcements. He heard him 8 Parsoyus away. It's very far away. Venoslam Matonas Harbe. He gave him a lot of presence on this ability that he has a nice voice. Zok the Gemara Vayit. On the Mishnah it says Ben Gever on the Ilas Hasharim. Ben Gever was the one who had the position of opening and closing the doors. Tirgim, now the Gemara just brings down an interesting thing there. In the Mishnah, Maseches Yuma, it says, talking about Chumash Hadeshen, when they did Chumash Hadeshen, it says, Bechol Yoim, Tarim Mezbeach, Bekriya Segeva, Oy Samachla. Every day they were Tarim the Mezbeach, Bekriya Segeva. What does Kriya Segeva mean? So Tirgim Rav Kumi debates Rav Yeshila. Rav Kumi, when he was learning by Rav Yeshila, he teached it, Kara Gavra Achrez Kreuza. He teached that the Gavra called out announcement. He teached what it says, the Lashon of Kriyas Geva means the announcement of the Geva. Amr Lei, isn't it mean Kara Targa? Doesn't it mean the call of the rooster? That's when he started with Shemesh Deshon? Amr Loin, but it can't be a rooster. Our Mishnah says Ben Gever. A person's name is Ben Gever. He's saying he's the son of a rooster? So Geva doesn't mean rooster in Lashon Mishnah. Is the Chameh Bar Targa? So it must be that Geva is not a Lashon rooster, but it's Lashon of a person, and that's why he was teaching the Mishnah in Yumo and says Kriyas Geva means when the cruz called out his announcements. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It says in the Mishnah Ben Bavi Ala Pekiah. Ben Bavi was in charge of making the wicks for the Menorah. Shayim Mezayik Pasilis used to make the wicks, how thick they are, thin, because it depends how long the night is, how much oil you want to use. If it's a long night, you want to make thinner wicks, therefore it doesn't use as much oil. If it's a shorter night, you want to use a thicker lit wick. Rabbi Yesi Ala Kufra. Rabbi Yesi went to the city Kufra. Boyu Mimanya Alehim Parnosim. And he saw that they needed leaders to take care of the tzarchi rabim, like tzedakas, pukuch nefesh, different things, like kibla menoin. And they didn't want, no one wanted the job. No one wanted to take the job. No one wanted to do any tzarchi rabim. All of Amu Kumayim told him some Muslim. He told him like this. Ben Bavi, it says, we learned our Mishnah Ben Bavi al Pekia. Now, Ben Bavi became world famous. Everyone learning Shalom right now knows about Ben Bavi. What was his job? A little lowly job, take care of the wicks. Umayim zesh nesmana ala psilois. His job was to take care of the psilois. Zocha limonos v'gdele hadar. He's counted there with the g'dele hadar in the Mishnah, and everyone talks about him. Atem shatam esmana machay nefoshos akoshkin. You're going to be a job. You're going to be in charge of the chay nefoshos of the whole city. Of course, you will have a big schar and be counted with the g'dele hadar. It's a big schos. You should take the job. The Mishnah further, Ben Arzal Tzlatzal. Ben Arzal was in charge of the music, the Levim, the music, charge of the music in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki ha'ad etinian taman, like it says in the Mishnah, Mesechtas Tamid, that when the Kohen Gadol was ready to do Nisach HaYayin, had Heinif HaSkan Bezdarim, the Skan, it was very far away, the Mizbeach was very high, so the Skan waved with his Sudar. The Hikish Ben Arzal Tzlatzal, and Ben Arzal started playing his music. So you see, Ben Arzal was in charge of the music. Hugras Belevi al Shir. Hugras Belevi was in charge of the Shir. And Gemara says about Hugras Belevi, he had a beautiful voice. Amar Rav Acha, Nima Yaseira Hayadei. He knew how to sing unbelievably beautiful. But Amar Rav Acha, Hugras Belevi, Shem Manim Es Kerle Bezemer. He used to make his voice sound like music. Ukashoy Noyitz Goydle Besech Piv. When he stuck his thumb into his mouth, Hoy Moitze Kamine Zemer. A lot of different sounds of music came out. But he called Echav Kanam Nizrak and Levas Rej. The Kahanim, they used to like be shocked by such a beauty of the voice of the music that came out of Hugras Ben Levi's voice. The Mishnah further, the family of Beis Garma, Maisi Lechem Panim, they were in charge of making the Lechem Panim. Lechem Panim was a shape, was a certain, like a box-like shape. And it was very hard to make it. That's going to be a special family to make the Lechem Panim. So Beis Garma, Ebekim, and Maisi Lechem Panim, first they knew how to make the shape very well, over Ridiasoi. And they knew how to take it out without it falling apart. It's also a kunst to get it out of the oven without it falling apart. They didn't want to teach anyone their way of doing it. Their way of making the Lechem Panim and taking out the Lechem Panim from the oven. Shochach Chacham, so Chacham were upset about this. Why are you not teaching anyone else? You have the monopoly on this. Shochach Chacham and Viu Umnim Alexandria. They went and got special bakers from Alexandria. So he became a Maislach upon them. They knew how to make this shaped bread over the Asalah Hebekim, but they didn't know how to take it out well. And it used to break. Every time they took it out, it fell apart. And the Gemara explains why. Based Garmoy Mesikim Mifnim, they used to bake it inside, and they didn't take it, they baked it in a pan. Then they took out the pan and they took the challah out of the pan and they had a way of doing it if it stayed intact. And this way, it didn't get spoiled, it didn't get rotten because it was baked to perfection. The Elu and the Umniya from Alexandria, the bakers from Alexandria, they used to bake it inside and take it out. And therefore, some of this fell apart, it wasn't fully cooked, fully baked. And I guess you get spoiled. Once Chama found out about this, everything Hashem created was for his covet. And we have to do it the best way. And if this family doesn't do it, we have to get them back. They sent after the bakers of Beis Garmu. They didn't want to come. He said, you sent this way, I don't want to come. Until you give me double what I used to get. Used to get 2 months of mana. I used to get 12 mana a year. And to put that into context, a family could live on 2 mana. A person could live on 2 mana a year. They were getting ready 12 mana a year for their job. And now they took the Noslam Esar Abai gave now 24. Another gear, Sir Rudaimer, a different sheet that says Esar Abai, in the beginning they took 24 mana. And now, Venoslahem, Abraham Shmuel, they got 48 now. Amru Lahem, so Chama asked the family of Garmu. Why don't you want to teach the mice of Lechem upon him to other people? We have a Masaira. Shabbos is the Asur Charev, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Charev. And we don't want anyone to know it. Why? Because so Yilmadu Acherim V'yasul if Ne'avar Yisrael Shtam. We don't skid them to do it for Ne'avar Yisrael. We don't want anyone to know about it. We know that it's not going to be for Everest Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to do it to Ne'avar Yisrael. We don't want that to happen. And in the following thing, the Chum praised the Beis Garmu. So Yotza B'yad V'neim Pasdekim Eilam. And no one in their family ever walked out with nice white bread. Because so you Imrim M'mais Lecha Panam Eilam. No one said they're taking the flour Lecha Panam. They're very careful not to be nena at all from what they did. And that was the Taka Shvach for them. The Chum didn't hold of giving away the... They're not giving away the secrets, and that's what it says in the Mishnah and Yuma that it was the Pashup Shas that was a Gnai for them. But still, that was a Shvach. They never ever had, the children never had white bread. The Mishnah says further, Beis Haftinus on my secretaries. Beis Haftinus was in charge of the my secretaries. So the Brisa says like this. So Beis Haftinus of Ekiim, Bepitim Akhtaris, they knew how to grind up and formulate the Kataris. And not only that, they knew how to put on a certain grass called the Mali Asham, and that made the smoke go straight up. They didn't want to teach others how to make the Keteris. So a similar story. It says, they brought in special professionals from Alexandria, Shem Mitzrayim, who knew how to make this Keteris. But it became Britain Keteris. They knew how to grind up and make the Keteris. But Mali Asham, they were not bucking the Mali Asham. Even if they maybe knew which grass it was, they didn't know which the right one. Exactly which one is the right one that makes the ocean go up. And the Gemara explains, the smoke went straight up and told the beams of the Beis HaMikdash, and once it hit the beams, then it spread out. It's like looked like a canopy over. It was beautiful. Right away it spread all different directions. So we have to do it the best way. Everything Hashem created in this world is for His coverage. The Gemara for some reason brings a different pasuk here. We're not clear why. Some have the Gersa Taka brings the same pasuk as before. But in any case, we had to bring back the Beis Haftinus. They sent after them. They don't come back. They doubled their schar. In the beginning, they were taking 12 mana. Now they gave him 24. Or if you have Yehuda Imer, Esen Rabah HaYonaitim, they first had a salary of 24 mana, and now Esen Rabah HaYonaitim gave him 48. Why don't you want to teach the Keteris, the Pitim Keteris, the Esev, to other people? We have a Masaira that the Beis Mikdash is being Mecharav. So you do Acherim, that you Oisei came from Eved Yerushalayim. We're scared they're going to teach other people, and they're going to do it in front of Eved Yerushalayim. Therefore, we keep it only in the family. And the following thing we give the Chabam gave them Shvach. None of their wives ever went out with a semes ma'ilim, went out with the perfume. Because you don't want to say they're taking the perfume from the Keteris. When they married someone else, one of the boys, they made up with her tonight. They shouldn't say that they're making themselves smell good from the Keteris. Like Kayim Hashanam, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayisim Nekiyim Hashem Lishol, we had earlier in the Masechta, Vayisim Nekiyim Hashem Lishol. You have to be clean in front of Klai Yishol, in front of Akarish Baruch. Om Rav Yesi, Pam Achas, Yisroim Yerushalayim, I was all time standing in Yerushalayim, when Sosi Tinnik Echav Vishol Beis Haftinus, I saw a child from the, I knew he was from the Beis Haftinus family. Marat Lai B'ni Me'ez Mishpacha, the which part of Beis Haftinus family you are, I'm Lai Mishpacha Plaina, from that, from Yenna Mishpacha of the Beis Haftinus. Marat Lai B'noi, so he told Mazog, Bani, Since they wanted to marve their kavod by keeping their secret recipe, ulamayit kavod shemayim, and I did that. There was less kavod shemayim. Lefikach, right now after churban beis hamikdash, kavodim nesmayit. They have no kavod anymore. A kavod shemayim is shraba. The kavod shemayim is a shraba because we know when the beis hamikdash is charev, that shows that Hashem is gives a einish to someone to keep his will, and that's kavod shemayim. Another mayit. So Rav Akiva, soch leshim ben luga. I was one time picking grass. Together with a child from Beis Avtinas. I saw he was crying. Then he was laughing. Why were you crying? I was thinking about my family's covered. They got less because of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Lo masachach, why do you laugh? I was thinking about the covered that's set aside for tzaddikim lo asalavi. Amari Isa, and what do you see now that these emotions came to you? Mala oshel negdi numesi. I saw the mala oshel and I saw the mala oshel plant in front of me. Numesi loy. Mala oshel negdi. I saw the plant in front of me. Numesi loy. I told him, Bini, harayeli, show it to me. I'm like, no, Rabbi. Miseris viyadi mavoyis. I shall haris avriya. I don't show it to anyone. Amar biyechem benuri. Paga bi zaken echav shavdi nesviyos savan haviyadi. One time a old man from the family of sinners came to me. This is after Churban Beis HaMikdash. He came to me with the Megillah. It says all the secret recipe of the Ketores. Amali, the old man told me, Rabbi, l'sha'avahai beis abba tsnuyim. My family was tsnuyim. They were quiet. And v'ahai ma'is v'sigillah azois le'elu elu. They went dar l'dar. And passed the Megillah. V'ach sh'shein beis abba namad. I'm not believed anymore. We're scared to come to someone who's not hagun. You take it. Helech at as a Megillah. You take the Megillah and be careful with it. And that was the story. His eyes filled with tears. We don't have to mention the Gnai anymore because we see that they really meant Lashma. Even now, they're giving it to someone else. It's only then they didn't want the Gnai in the wrong hands. That's why they didn't pass on the secrets. The Mishnah said further, Allah was in charge of the parechas. He was in charge of weaving all the parechas, this mixture of a lot of different parechas. That was his job to be in charge of that. Pinchas HaMalvish, he was in charge of dressing the Kahanim. I guess he knew how to measure very well also. HaMalvish Brigdei Kohen Gadol. He is to dress the charge of the clothing of the Kohen Gadol and all the Kahanim. Ma'is of the Kohen Echad, Hilvash Lestarius Echad. The one time a Kohen, who must have been, he was part of that Pinchas HaMalvish department. And he one time clothed a certain minister. Paid him 8 zuvim for that. This time, he gave him 12 zuvim because he knew how to fit very well. He knew how to fit this person very well. He's a baki. The malbish and the bismikos are a baki in clothing people. And we see from here that he clothed one someone else. He got 8 zuvim or 12 zuvim.